Hitch a Ride, written by Cephalogod and read by K-Burb. This is a Batfan fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the sibling relationship between Dick and Jason, and is part one of Flying Lessons, a series that is not especially chronological and can be read as a collection of standalone stories. Abbreviated summary. In which Dick teaches Jason how not to fall off a moving train.
Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. What if I'm far?
"This is stupid," Jason said, his face set in a scowl as he looked down at the elevated train track below them. "Hey, this was Alfred's idea," Dick countered with a grin. Jason snorted derisively. "Pretty sure Alf meant something a lot less dangerous. Getting ice cream or something?" "It's Gotham. Getting ice cream is still plenty dangerous," Dick pointed out, earning a clearly very begrudging smirk before Jason schooled his expression again. "We can do that after, though, if you want," Dick offered. He wasn't so sure what to make of the way Jason's gaze snapped to him, and the mask made it harder to parse small changes in expression, but he thought maybe that was surprise. At how easily Dick had agreed, or that he had agreed at all. Either way, he made a mental note to try and find somewhere still open when they were done. Something was always open in Gotham, and maybe not even a criminal front, if they were lucky.
"Sure, if I'm not road pizza first," Jason mumbled, returning his glare to the tracks.
"Relax, kid. I didn't let you fall before, did I?" Dick resisted the urge to do something truly obnoxious, like ruffle the kid's hair, but he did shift his weight a little to quickly nudge his shoulder against Jason's. Sure, they hadn't spent that much time together, but give him a little credit. He hadn't been willing to let that happen even before he decided he kind of liked the new Robin. There was no way he was going to let it happen now. If nothing else, because Alfred would absolutely murder him if he didn't bring the kid back in one piece. Jason's head turned just a little, like maybe he was side-eyeing Dick behind his lenses, but he didn't argue. He just kept frowning, one hand fidgeting a little with his cape in what Dick suspected was an unconscious nervous gesture.
"Still don't see what's wrong with your bike," Jason muttered a little defensively.
"Nothing. My bike is awesome," Dick said cheerfully. "You don't get to drive it, though." "Well, not yet, anyway. Give it a little bit, and maybe." He had gathered from Alfred that Jason had a fondness for Bruce's vehicles, both civilian and otherwise. Bruce would definitely disapprove, but if anything, that was just extra incentive. In fact, Dick was pretty sure that was one of the duties of being whatever big brother adjacent role he was in now. "Besides, this is an important skill for you to have if you're going to do this job, Boy Wonder," Dick continued by way of explanation. "I hate that you let that be a thing," Jason groaned. Dick pretended not to hear him and kept talking. "Bikes have to deal with traffic, and they draw attention, and you have to worry about where you left it and make sure you can get back to it. But you always know where the train tracks are, and I'm guessing you even probably know when they are, too, right?" He hadn't needed Alfred to tell him that Jason was a Gotham native. He just needed to hear his accent the first time he spoke.
"Well, duh, I live here," Jason said. His tone was dismissive, like that was no big deal,
but his shoulders dropped a little and he lifted his chin a bit with quiet pride at the acknowledgement. Dick certainly remembered how hard it had been to get anything except "do better" out of Bruce back when he was starting as Robin, and it wasn't like he had gotten more complimentary over the years, so Dick was guessing that it wasn't much different for Jason.
"Exactly. So it's a pretty surefire way to get somewhere in a hurry, or get away from somewhere in a hurry, and it's a lot sneakier. Most bad guys, even in Gotham, aren't going to be real eager to follow you that way."
"I guess,"
Jason still did not sound entirely convinced, but he also didn't look as much like he was trying to burn holes in the tracks with his mind. "That, and it's fun," Dick said with the kind of broad grin that tended to get him sidelong looks from his teammates. It had the same effect on Jason, apparently, as not even the mask could hide his deeply suspicious look. Dick didn't entirely blame him for his hesitance. It wasn't like his last attempt at this had gone all that well. But last time, Dick hadn't actually given him any kind of guidance, besides making sure he didn't actually go splat on the pavement. This was different. He was guessing if he tried to point that out, though, it would just get Jason's hackles up, so he bit back the reassurances he might otherwise have offered and focused on the guidance part. "The big thing is to stay low and wide. The flatter you are, the easier it is to keep your balance. The other thing is to stay loose. You need to move with the motion of the car, not try to stay in one position. If you land yourself near something to hold on to, that definitely doesn't hurt either, obviously. Make sense?" "Sure," Jason said slowly. He was still frowning, but it was a bit more thoughtful than anything. Behind them, Dick heard the clatter of the train and ran a quick mental calculation on timing. "Oh, one more thing. Very important," he said with all the seriousness he could muster. The tone was enough to get Jason to turn and look up at him. Dick held his gaze for a couple of seconds before grinning hugely and reaching out to push at the corners of Jason's mouth with his fingers, forcing them upward. "Have fun," he said brightly. He obviously got immediately slapped away and punched in the sternum for good measure, which did not at all prevent him from cracking up at the outraged look on Jason's face. Frankly, Dick was genuinely a little surprised he didn't get bit. Maybe if he wasn't wearing gloves that had been touching God only knew what on Gotham streets all night. Still, would have been worth it. "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Jason snapped, swiping at his cheeks. "Language, little wing," Dick chided, the reproach only slightly undermined by how he was still laughing. "What? I've heard you say worse." "You can't prove a fucking thing." The wink probably didn't translate all that well under his own mask, but whatever. It was the thought that counted. He kept going before Jason could fire back. "Here it comes. You ready?" "Yes, if it means you'll finally shut up about it." Jason shifted his stance, crouching in preparation and watching the tracks with surprising focus for someone who ostensibly didn't care and didn't even want to be there. "Let's see what you got, Robin." Dick was definitely not imagining the hastily suppressed flash of a smile or the notable lack of hesitance as the train passed under them and Jason launched himself at it, with Dick right behind him. The end. End notes. Fun fact, which is relevant to this, so I'm sharing it. Dick spent most of the evening they met calling Jason literally anything besides Robin, and you can see Jason growing on him through what names he uses, including the eventual Robin, and I have a lot of feelings about that, so some of it leaked in here. And the author linked to a comic that they had posted on their Tumblr from 1996, and I'll try to remember to link it in my AO3 post. So thanks for listening. Bye.